You are going to listen to people giving their opinion on compulsory military service. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below, then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, match the speakers with their statements, A to J. There are two extra statements that you should not use. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers. Example.
I think that military service, and especially social work, can benefit the country greatly. There must be thousands or more of young men doing social work, which is unpaid work, right? It can also give these kids a break before going to university and before going into their careers.
Speaker 1. I've worked with Austrian young people, and I've always found them to be very positive and interesting. I believe the Austrians should keep national service. But I think that if the Austrians keep their compulsory military service, it should be introduced for girls as well, not just boys. Speaker 2.
In Britain, we don't have compulsory military service, and I think that is quite a shame, really, because we have an antisocial behaviour problem in the UK. Besides, a lot of people leave school with really bad qualifications and can't actually get a job. And if they had to do military service, they would perhaps become interested in a military career, and this could be beneficial for them.
Speaker 3.
I don't think that people should be forced into something they may not particularly want to do, especially something they may not believe in. Obeying orders is an important thing to learn, but it is not so important that everyone should put on their soldier's uniform and boots, carry their rifle around, and learn how to use it. Maybe it's because I'm a pacifist.
Speaker 4.
I'd say that being almost forced to join the military at such a young age maybe isn't the best idea. I think there are other ways to help a young person understand the value of order without necessarily involving the military. For example, you could send them on a short-term engineering course or a short-term medical course to give them a sort of broader view of different skills and different things that they could maybe achieve in the future.
Speaker 5.
For the future, I think it is very important that young people are allowed to choose and make their own choices. I find that most young people nowadays have a completely different understanding toward their fellow man, and they are more for peace than they are for war. It is about time that we got rid of our armies completely. I think there is no necessity for them.
Speaker 6.
I truly believe that they should keep professional armed services throughout the world. My view on it has always been that if you have to serve your country, you should be compensated somehow, through whatever government establishment. That has been my strong, firm belief throughout my whole life.
Speaker 7.
If the country has no real need for a military, and there are no neighbouring countries that are aggressive, I don't think there is a need for a military because it's almost encouraging something where there is no problem. So I think it is much more worthwhile to do community service or something more beneficial.